In 2015, the state legislature passed a law that basically says no city or county can adopt civil rights protections not mentioned in the state's own civil rights code. Almost immediately, the matter went to court. Later this year, a Washington County Circuit Court will decide its fate. Jacqueline Froelich with Arkansas Public Media says, at its heart, the issue is that the state's civil rights code makes no mention of gay and transgender Arkansans.
Arkansas Civil Rights Act prevents discrimination on the basis of race, religion, national origin, gender, and disability, but not sexual orientation or gender identity. 3 years ago, a number of Arkansas cities began to draft civil rights ordinances to correct this, prohibiting discrimination in housing, employment, and public accommodation. Then Act 137 was passed. It annulled a patchwork of municipal civil rights ordinances across the state. Any business or organization, it said, is subject to uniform non-discrimination laws and obligations. Republican State Senator Bart Hester sponsored the measure. He said businesses began fearing litigation.
I did have a lot of businesses come to me and say, this is a concern that we can be accused and therefore we are guilty, de facto guilty of a civil rights action at any time.
In the summer of 2015, Fayetteville City Council approved an inclusive civil rights ordinance, which voters later ratified. The city code exempts churches as well as religious institutions. Opponents of Fayetteville's civil rights ordinance sued the city and county court. Judge Doug Martin ruled in Fayetteville's favor. The matter was appealed to the Arkansas Supreme Court, which reversed Martin's decision and ruled against Fayetteville. But in an unexpected twist, the High Court returned the case to Washington County Circuit Court to decide if Act 137 is constitutional at all. Hester says no one from his district has ever come forward with a civil rights complaint, but Fayetteville attorney Kit Williams says many LGBTQ residents testified on the record during the drafting of the ordinance about being ostracized at work, on the job, and in public spaces.
And so that there was really some fairly well-documented incidents that I was surprised had occurred in Fayetteville, and I was sorry to hear that that kind of discriminatory behavior, in fact, had happened.
Since the ordinance was codified, William says he's gotten a few complaints, but none worthy of a hearing before the city's new Civil Rights Commission. The new code, he says, which remains in place pending this circuit court decision, appears to be working. Hester, meanwhile, points out that laws already exist protecting the rights of gay and transgender Arkansans in domestic violence and anti-bullying state statutes. Plaintiffs in this case are Protect Fayetteville, a group of citizens who opposed the ordinance. Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge is intervening on the state's behalf. Defendants are the City of Fayetteville, including Mayor Lionel Jordan, and members of City Council, represented by City Attorney Kit Williams. Judge Doug Martin has granted the American Civil Liberties Union of Arkansas a request to intervene on behalf of a local gay organization and three LGBT residents. Holly Dixon is legal director of the ACLU.
As residents of Fayetteville, they received, you know, direct protection from the ordinance. And so they stand to be harmed if this state law is allowed to eradicate the protections that they worked so hard to get into place.
Nearly 20 states in the District of Columbia, along with 200 municipalities, have anti-discrimination laws and ordinances inclusive of sexual orientation and gender identity. Dixon disputes the plaintiff's argument that municipal civil rights ordinances are myriad and therefore onerous. But Bart Hester says there's another group that deserves protection, those who must make decisions that align with their religious beliefs.
I want an individual to be able to practice his religion outside of church, in his business, at his home. I want them to be able to practice their religious objections at any time.
Judge Martin has set a September deadline for both sides to collect and exchange information about the case and to file briefs. Dixon says it's not clear if this will be a bench or jury trial. And no matter the outcome, this case will likely be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville, reporting for Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, that provide reliable and affordable energy to more than 1.2 million members across Arkansas. More information at ecark.org.